بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Moving on to verse number 262, or rather 263 of Surah Baqarah. Now yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indirectly, through a parable, Allah explained to us the conditions that must be found in order for charity to be accepted. We spoke about the three conditions. And then indirectly, Allah told us of those things which nullify our charities. Now directly, Allah addresses the believers and Allah openly explains those things which can nullify a person's charities. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who have iman, لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ Do not nullify your charities. How? بِالْمَنِّ By boasting about it and by reminding the recipient about the favors that you have bestowed upon him. وَالْأَذَى And through causing inconvenience to that person, harming that person, and teasing that person, insulting that person, and making the person feel inferior. Remember again, and we spoke about this, that Al-Imam al-Sha'bi rahmatullah alayhi says, your charity is not accepted until you firmly believe that you are more in need of the reward than the beggar is in need of the charity. So by reminding the person about it, or by speaking about it, you are trying to show as if he was more in need of it than you were in need of the reward. So, O you who have iman, do not, Allah says, do not nullify your charities through boasting and through causing harm to the recipient. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقْ Allah says, like the one who spends his wealth, مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ Showing off to the people. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ And he has no iman in Allah, and he has no iman in the last day. So Allah says, O you believer, by you spending, even though you have iman, by you spending, and then by nullifying your charity, it's like the non-believer who spends showing off in front of people. That there's no difference between the two. As much as his charity is not accepted, yours will not be accepted because you chose to nullify it. Then Allah cites a wonderful parable. Allah says, فَمَثَلُهُ His example. The one who spent for Allah's pleasure, and then after that boasts about it and speaks about it. Allah says, His example, His similitude, كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٍ Allah says, His example is like a smooth rock. Safwan means like a smooth rock. عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٌ And there's some dust that settles on that rock. Now, that dust could be likened to all the reward that you have earned through your charity. Can you count the particles of dust? Impossible to count all the particles of dust that has settled on a rock. So Allah is saying that is how much reward you have earned. So you have earned the reward, you have done it for Allah's pleasure, and then for asabahu wabil, then a heavy rain comes down, and it washes away all the dust particles from that rock. فَتَرَكَهُ صَلَّى And it leaves it barren, completely barren, totally barren. Now you've earned the reward, all those dust particles, countless reward you have earned, and then by one act, it's like that heavy downpour that came and washed away all the reward. It left that rock completely, completely barren. Now ask yourself, would it be possible for you to collect all those dust particles again? Impossible. It's gone. It's gone. It's totally, totally lost. No matter what you try and do now, to gather those dust particles and place it back onto that rock, Allah says, لا يقدرون على شيء. Allah says, they do not have the ability to gain anything مما كسبوا from what they had earned. So it's possible, it is possible for one to earn a reward, gain a reward, and he has earned the reward for the deed that he performed because he did it sincerely. But then through one act, he could lose all that reward. Allah says, now it's gone. لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا. They will not have the ability to gain what it is they have earned. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the disbelieving folk and the disbelieving community. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will continue with the tafsir because it is all related. The next verse is related to the previous verse. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanahu.